This is Frank with Jim Hobgood. We've got Jason Williford standing by. Jimbo, I'll let you do the honors.
Thank you very much. Jason Williford, assistant basketball coach at Virginia. He was a star at John Marshall High School here in Richmond, a Richmond native, went to the University of Virginia, graduated in 95 during his career at Virginia. The Cavaliers won the NIT, went to the NCAA three times in his senior year, advanced to the regional final. So that's the last time we've been in the Great Eight. Hopefully we'll get back there before soon. And another Final Four down the road somewhere. His coaching career started over in Iceland, but more recently spent a number of years with Dennis Wolf at Boston University and then Jeff Jones at American, and came back to Charlottesville. And I know he's happy about that. And now his second year as an assistant on Coach Bennett's bench. Jason, I think we got you online, right?
Yes. How you doing, guys? Good evening.
Well, thank you for joining us. Well, maybe we could start with the progress of the team thus far. I know you had an exhibition game last Saturday. Frank and I were not able to get over to that. So what was your evaluation of the exhibition game?
I thought we played well. I thought the young kids had a few jitters. That was to be expected. A little disappointed in the number of turnovers that we had. And defensively, I think we need to tighten up defensively. Roanoke College is a good team, not a great team. And we just, it was a little bit more about us than them. And, we were young, and we're going to go through some growing pains. But for the most part, very happy with our effort.
Now, you're young, but I'll let Frank get in here in a moment. But the one thing, and we talked about Debbie Ryan a few minutes ago, her schedule is pretty tough early, as is yours. I guess the young kids are going to have to grow up fast.
Baptism by fire is what we're calling it. They're going to have to grow up really fast. And you can look at our schedule two ways. You can look at it and say, well, why in the world did we schedule as tough as we did? Or you can say, listen, what better way to get them seasoned and ready for the ACC regular season than to have a tough schedule like that? So we're looking at it as the latter, and hopefully that grooms us and gets us ready for conference play.
Jason, this is Frank. Big first game. You've got William & Mary on Friday night, 7 o'clock at John Paul Jones Arena. Can you give us a sense of maybe who the top eight players are if the game was played tonight? Who would be those top eight?
Top eight, I don't know who would start, but our top eight are probably Asan Sen, Mike Scott, Mustafa Farrakhan, Jontel Evans, KT Harrell, Joe Harris, James Johnson. How many is that, guys? I lost count.
That's pretty close to eight. So let's the game always starts with the point guard. I know Jontel has worked really hard to improve his offensive skills. I know he's a great defender last year.
Right.
So tell us a little bit about where Jontel is, and also I think the fans would be interested in knowing how Sammy's recuperation is going.
Yeah, Jontel has worked extremely hard, or did work extremely hard over the summer. He's got a lot of confidence in his jump shot, which we all know sort of left him during the year last year. He's worked on it. It's a little tighter. Coach Bennett has worked directly with him on his jump shot and some of his decision-making. He's had a really, really good preseason, and we know what he can do defensively. So we're excited about how hard he's worked, and we're ready to get going. In regards to Sammy's working extremely hard. I think I don't know for sure, but I think Ethan mentioned to Coach Bennett just today. Sammy's probably 2 weeks ahead of schedule. So
that's great.
Yeah, we're excited about that.
Let me let's stick with the point guard position. Bring the fans up to date with Billy Barron. How has he been playing in the preseason?
He's been steady. He's a first year. He gets to go against Jontel every day, so that's only getting him better. I don't think there's a quicker guard in the country than Jontel. There may be some guys that are a little older, a little bit more experienced, and maybe better offensively. But Billy having to go against that every day has gotten him better. And I forgot to mention him. He will play a lot of minutes. He and Jontel will split minutes at the point position.
Yeah, I would think particularly with Sammy out of the lineup, you're going to need Billy to come in and give you some quality minutes.
Exactly right. And we're going to count on him. And if we, you know, if we got it, help relieve some pressure and give him some ball screens out high, then we'll do that.
Jason, KT Harrell and Mustafa, are y'all planning to rotate the two of them at the two position?
You know, they could both be on the floor together. I think we've got we know who our five perimeter guys are. And I don't know if, in fact, we have decided on who will start yet. But we've got five guys to play three spots, and I think that's a pretty good rotation, so we're excited about that.
Well, we asked you about point guard. Let's go down to the low post. Ahsan Sen and James Johnson. I know Ahsan Sen last year, kind of a defense rebounding guy. Has his offensive skills, have they improved?
Yes, you know, we worked really hard in the spring and then again in the fall, this fall, on his hands. We just getting his hands better, him catching the ball, being able to go and finish. And he's gotten a lot better with that. In fact, he's put on some weight as well, which I think has helped because he just got pushed around and knocked around a little bit. I think he's up to about 240. Now, and at the end of the year last year, I think he was weighing about 219, 220. So he's put on some weight, which has helped him. And I think he's able to keep his position on the block, and he's catching the ball better.
What about James Johnson?
James has he's naturally got a little bit more than the sign offensively. We just have to slow him down. It's refreshing to have a guy whose motor he's in fifth gear all the time. So mm-hmm. we have to get him to play in third gear sometimes. Which if we can do that, he's going to be fine.
Now you've lost me there. What do you mean by fifth gear?
He's going 100 miles per hour. We just got to get him to go 55 sometimes.
Ah, okay.
You know, a lot of folks have been talking about Joe Harris, and I thought we'd be talking more at this point in the preseason about James Johnson. But Joe Harris is getting a lot of accolades, and folks have been surprised, I think. What are your thoughts?
Joe's just steady. He's very complete. You guys have heard Coach Bennett talk about, you know, liking guys that are complete, able to do a little bit of everything, and that's been Joe. I mean, he can handle the ball. He passes extremely well. He's knocked down shots. Unfortunately, James turned his ankle and missed some practice time early, so he's been playing catch up. But Joe has been very solid along with KT in that first year class.
Preview William and Mary for our listeners. What do you expect out of the? What do we call them now? The tribe? We can't call them the Indians anymore.
They, you know, the tribe.
Formerly the Indians and the tribe, yeah. And now just William and Mary.
We'll call them William and Mary. But last year they had a pretty good team. What do you expect from William and Mary on Friday night?
Well, I don't know who scheduled this. I think Coach McKay was the scheduling coach. It's a difficult first game of the year. They're going to play matchup zone. And they've got some experience coming back. Now, they've lost three really good players from last year's team that won 20 games and beat a couple. I think they beat Wake in Maryland and gave Carolina fits in the NIT. But they're gonna come in not afraid of JPJ in that environment, not afraid of playing an ACC team, and they're going to give us a go. We've got to be ready to handle that matchup zone. And some of what they do offensively is a hybrid of Princeton and Michigan's B-line offense. We've got to be able to handle back cuts and get to three-point shooters.
I was going to say, they're a team certainly last year that shot the ball very well from the perimeter, so you got to make sure you get a hand in the face.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's what our defense is predicated on, making them shoot contested shots, and hopefully we can rebound it and get some easy ones, get out in transition, and not have to face a set matchup zone every time.
Jason, we've got a caller. I believe it's Billy. Billy, you've got a question for Coach Williford.
Yeah, Jason, you probably remember me from Fred Bibby's friend, seeing you play at John Marshall quite a bit.
All right.
But two questions. When you were at Virginia, I often commented that when a team got through playing you guys, they knew they were in a game. They were probably black and blue, especially if they came through the lane. Are we going to see some of that type defense at Virginia? And the second question, you got quite a few players there. Is dividing the minutes up between 8 or 9 kids, or 10 even, going to be an issue? Thanks, Jason, and good luck to you.
Thank you. We are trying to get back to that tough physical style of defense, and I think that's what the pack defense is about, keeping it out of the paint, making you people beat you over the top. So, yes, we anticipate playing that way. Again, we're young. I think as the guys get older and they understand the defense more and how physical they can be and what they can get away with, you'll see a lot more of that. In regards to our rotation, I think we know who our top 8 or 9 are. And it's hard to play even 9. But I think certain nights we're going to have to go to different guys because of our youth, because of our inexperience, and hopefully guys will be ready to step up to the challenge.
You know, one person we haven't talked about and certainly deserves some love and attention is Mike Scott.
Absolutely.
He just does yeoman work down on the boards. Remember how well he played down at the ACC tournament last year. He gave Duke fits and their good buddy Jerome Meansey as well. And what are we expecting from Mike this year? Are we expecting more scoring from him, more defense, more rebounding, or maybe even more passing?
We're expecting all the above. we're relying on Mike to do everything for us, and I think he's ready to step up to that challenge. Mike, along with Will Sherrill and Mustafa were all three named captains prior to the exhibition game with Roanoke College, and Mike has embraced that. We need him to step up in all categories statistically, from a leadership role. Mike's going to be the guy that we're relying on. He's got this team on his back.
Yeah, and it seems like, we've talked over several years now where he was sort of playing out of position, forced to play the 5 spot. With Hassan and James Johnson, he probably will be at his natural 4 position where he can face the basket a lot more.
Correct. And that's his strength. I mean, he can shoot. He actually can shoot it to 3. He can put it on the floor a little bit. He can turn and face in the post. He can post guys his size. He's a guy that if it clicks, and he can be consistent night in and night out and for an entire game. You know, Mike's been known to have halves of games where he's great and then halves of games where you didn't even know he was on the floor. So if he can be consistent night in and night out for entire stretches of games, giving us 30 plus minutes a game, I think we're in good shape.
Jason, we might as well, if you can stick with us through the break, we may ask you just a couple of more questions. We'll let you go at the bottom of the hour, if that's okay with you.
I'm here. This is home, so I love talking.
All right. We're visiting with assistant basketball coach Jason Williford. He will return with us after these breaks. If you have a question for Jason, 345-0910. Back in a few.
Back. This is Frank Maloney with Jim Hobgood. You're listening to Who's Talking, and we've got none other than UVA assistant basketball coach Jason Williford with us. If you have questions, please call in at 345-0910. Jason, an obvious question seemingly to me is the fact that 6 new scholarship players this year, plus the invited walk-on of Thomas Rogers, 3 verbal commitments have already been assigned for next year. The team is taking the shape, if you will, that Tony Bennett had envisioned. What will be the culture of this team?
We're going to be a defensive team. We're going to be sound. We're going to make good decisions on offense. But we're going to give the guys freedom to play. We've recruited guys that are complete that can very skilled and offensively. We're going to let them play within our motion, but we're going to ask a lot out of them defensively. We're going to want them to guard and be tough, and then just take care of the basketball on the offensive end.
Jason, before we let you go, you talked a little bit about Sammy, and maybe he's ahead of schedule in his recuperation. Will there be times, even though he's only 6'1", that he and John Taylor are on the floor at the same time?
Yeah, there could be. And when he gets back, we're gonna have a dilemma. Somebody's gonna probably have to sit. Don't know who that will be. Or we're just gonna have to divvy those minutes up. That'll be six guys at those three spots. So it's a good problem to have, but Sammy's been valuable to us, and Tony trusts him a heck of a lot. And we want him to be healthy and get back as soon as he can.
Yeah, there were just times last year where he seemed like he was able to maybe spot up, find some open slots on the floor, get the ball, and shoot the ball pretty well.
Right.
Away from that point guard. So, I mean, you know me, I love defense, but I really like offense. You know, you gotta love that open J.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Sammy played so well down in Greensboro last year in the ACC tournament, and it's a shame that he's got this knee problem. But anyway, Jason, it's been great visiting with you, and we hope that you'll come back later in the season and give us sort of a mid-season report, if you will.
Absolutely, I can do that. Before I go, I just want to say my niece is up listening. She got straight A's. She's a second grade student at All Saints Catholic, and I just want to tell her good night and congratulations on doing so well in school.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, thanks for doing that, and congratulations. All A's are good regardless of what grade you're in.
Absolutely.
Jason Williford joining us tonight, assistant basketball coach at Virginia, and again, good luck to Jason and the Hoos on Friday night and beyond. Big game Friday, 7 o'clock tip, John Paul Jones Arena, William and Mary in town.
All right, I think at this time we're going to do our play of the game, sponsored this fall by LeClaire Ryan. We've chosen the UVA men's football game versus Duke. What a shootout that was. Anyway, late in the fourth quarter, UVA was trailing by 6 points. Duke had the ball at their own 27 and was trying to run the ball on a couple plays, with the idea of maybe running out the clock. That was not to be. Duke ran the ball off tackle to their tailback, Scott, and none other than UVA defensive end Cam Johnson slid down the line, or crashed down the line, if you will. He was able to spin Duke's Scott sideways, and then UVA linebacker Steve Greer was able to strip the ball. Defensive tackle Nick Jenkins recovered the football. UVA five plays later, and Keith Payne blasting around the left side, scored, and it gave Virginia a 48-47 lead.
Which, unfortunately, they were not able to hold on to.
Well, that's so observant of you. unfortunately, on the two-point conversion, Verrico was sacked. He did not even get the pass away. I found fault with the fact that Keith Payne should have still been in the game, either blocking or carrying the ball or going out in the pattern.
Well, it's very much in your nature to find fault. You find fault with me all the time.
Not really. Just when you're
but,
on air.
But, you know, a runner-up play of the game was the fake place kick with the nice little
field goal attempt,
the flip to Robert Randolph, and he ran it into the end zone. Very impressive play. Caught Duke by surprise, and what, that was Virginia's second touchdown of the game? I forget. But
clever play.
Heck of a play.
And well executed, and it shows that the Virginia special teams coaching has been extraordinary, because they've been able to execute some big-time plays, fake punts, fake kickoff, fake field goals, and also they've had a kickoff return for a touchdown, two kickoff returns for touchdowns.
Well, the one thing about Coach London, he's demonstrated this year an ability to take some chances, be it on fourth down plays or fake punts.
Teams.
The one out in Southern California that was called back, but still it was a successful play. And then the play down at Duke the other day that resulted in a touchdown. So a lot of good things in that game. Unfortunately, it all comes down to, well, did you win or lose? And Virginia didn't get the job done on the scoreboard at the end of the game.
Well, bottom line, Virginia has to shake that off. And like a good athlete, you've got to forget about the game that's over, and you've got to focus on the game ahead. Virginia has to bounce back, not only the fan base and the alumni, but also the team. This has got to be probably a tough week for them. But knowing the Cavalier spirit, they will fight back and get ready for a big contest against against Maryland. The opportunity still lies in front of Virginia, but it's one step at a time. They've got to beat a good Maryland team, and then they're going to have to go on the road and beat Boston College.
Well, Maryland's still a rival game. I think you would probably agree. Virginia Tech and North Carolina may have emerged as bigger rivals over the years, but Maryland's still a big game, playing against the Terrapins in Charlottesville, and the final home game for the seniors. So that's always an emotional time as well. But at any rate, we're going to the bottom of the hour break. We'll be back with the next half hour, including Michael Tusky, wrapping up the rest of the Olympic Sports Report, your calls, and a preview of the Maryland football game. Back after these messages.